Did you have a good New Year's?
No.
New Year's.
What?
Did you? I can't hear.
1 minute past 12.
What's he talking
next
about?
Next Wednesday.
It
was a zebra. I don't know. Anyway, it's nearly midnight. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy 2025.
2026
is Peter. Nice cup of tea, Keith.
Ooh, thank you.
You'll be dead soon.
Welcome, 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 dear listeners, one and all, to this, the latest in a long line of Staggering Stories podcasts. I'm Crumbly.
I'm Fake Keith.
I'm Adam.
I'm Jean.
I'm Master Man.
I'm Jay.
And I, yes, I am...
Decrepitude made human.
I love you. I just want you to know that. Yeah.
Oh, we have an extra body here tonight.
We do. Yes. We have a Jay. Mm.
Yes, hello again.
Yes, fresh over from the land of the Maple Leaf and that very good band Rush. Yes,
it's Rush.
From Mr. Shatner's homeland.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, back for good this time.
Yay! Will you come and play with us a lot?
Well, yes, I think that as long as my parents let me out, then...
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, me too.
He's got a restraining order.
Against his parents?
They order the restraint.
Anyway, without further ado, bangs, whizzes and crashes besides, it's the news with El Presidente.
Doctor Who news.
Oh, yeah.
New production team announced.
Mm-hmm.
British production company Blue Zoo have been granted the contract to produce new Doctor Who, albeit the new preschool animated series for CBeebies. Mm. Blue Zoo Animation Studios typically works for the likes of CBeebies and Nickelodeon, specialising in preschool programmes such as Alpha Blocks, Tree Foo Tom, The Adventures of Paddington and Lego City, No Limits. They have won numerous children's BAFTAs and even a couple of Emmy Awards.
Ooh.
Co-founder Adam Shaw said,
"This year we celebrated 25 years of Blue Zoo, so it's an extra special honour to be given the chance to bring such a much-loved classic and a true British icon to a whole new generation of young viewers. Doctor Who means so much to so many people, and we don't take that lightly at all. Reimagining something this legendary for a preschool audience is a brilliant creative challenge, and one we're incredibly excited to dive into."
The initial order is for 52 11-minute episodes, half of which will air over 2027-28, and the remainder across 28-29. Nothing more is currently known about who might play the characters. Will they give us versions of existing Doctors and companions, or give us something completely new and separate from the main series? Mm-hmm. Well, it's for 3-year-olds, so I think they probably will. And isn't it amazing that the target audience hasn't been born yet? Or is in the process of being born.
Oh, speaking of Paddington and bears and such. No, Studio Canal has launched a legal action against creators of Spitting Image.
Oh, yes. Oh.
Why?
Well, the new series of Spitting Image on YouTube is hosted by Prince Harry and Paddington Bear.
Yes.
And the thing is...
Well, a cocaine-fueled
Paddington Bear.
Yes.
Oh, is it?
The Prince, not so much.
Yes, yeah, wearing a blue duffel coat, red from your sort of bush hat, and lots of suspicious white powder around his snout.
Oh, dear. True. And is he called Paddington?
Yes, well, he's called Pads by Prince Harry.
Pads. Wonderful.
Yeah, I missed the point of the satire here, haven't they?
Yeah.
Just a bit.
So this announcement means there's going to be 26 new episodes of Doctor Who in 1 year.
About 3 minutes long.
Yeah. We'll have to review them all separately.
Yeah, how are we going to do that? I don't know.
Not necessarily Doctor Who, though, because it could be anything. It could be
K-9.
Do they still have the rights for that?
I don't know. God knows they might create their own one.
Can pay the estates to get the rights.
Yeah.
I hope certain corners of fandom realise this is for babies. So we're not exactly going to have Shakespearean-like dialogue.
You can guarantee there are some
plot twists.
I've got an idea. Yes. We take babies in space and cut it into
11 million. Oh, good grief. No, let's not.
Because that wasn't meant for adults either.
Yeah.
I'd be interested to see what they do.
Yeah, it should be fun.
All right, then. Star Trek, colon, Strange New Bones and Sulu.
Ooh.
Star Trek, colon, Strange New Worlds is finishing up the production of its fifth and final season. Well, actually, they've already finished it up.
Yeah, they have.
It wrapped like about a week ago.
I think they had to do it before the end of the year, contractually.
Yeah. I remember seeing on Anson Mount's Instagram, he was doing a kind of walkthrough of the various sets and basically saying goodbye to that. So.
Yeah, really? Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Whilst the series very much has its own identity, it is also increasingly having to morph into the original series by giving a young James T. Kirk more screen time and gradually introducing the regulars of 1960s Star Trek. The final missing two elements, not counting the Johnny-come-lately Chekhov, were Sulu and Dr. McCoy. According to Deadline, they will only appear in the series finale, but Thomas Jane will play Leonard Bones McCoy, originally played by DeForest Kelly, and Kai Murakami will play Hikaru Sulu, played by George Takei, originally. Here's hoping Murakami and Kirk actor Paul Wesley don't have a massive feud in years to come.
Are they doing it just because they can, or is it setting up something for the future?
That is sort of one of the plot lines, or the rumours, shall I say, that they're actually going to go into the early years of the original series.
Yeah,
I think they want to start like sort of the original series day one.
Yeah,
yeah,
as a future, possibly un-yet greenlit production.
Because Thomas Jane in particular is a fairly well-known actor.
Yes.
Did Expanse, didn't he? First season of Expanse, for example. Yeah. So he's quite a big name to take just for a one-episode character.
I think, I'm going to mangle this,
Murakami.
I apologize. Kai Murakami. I think this is his first television, though he's more known for stage work.
Okay.
So I think this is his first television hit.
Jill Gerard.
Dead.
Yes.
No, biddy. Your toast, Bucks. TV's Bucks Rogers, Jill Gerard, has wisecracked to death aged 82.
A good innings.
Besides his best-known role as William Buck Rogers in 1979-81 series Buck Rogers in the 25th Century, he appeared in films such as Man on a Swing, Airport 77, Air Rage, The Nice Guy, and Space Captain and Callista. On TV, he starred in the likes of Little House on the Prairie, Hawaii Five-O, Help Wanted, Mail, International Airport, Brotherly Love, Star Trek New Voyages, Phase 2, Transformers, Robots in Disguise, Yay. And Bone Eater. After being diagnosed with a rare and aggressive form of cancer, he wrote on Facebook,
"My life has been an amazing journey. The opportunities I've had, the people I've met and the love I have given and received have made my 82 years on this planet deeply satisfying. Don't waste your time on anything that doesn't thrill you or bring you love. See you out there somewhere in the cosmos."
I loved Buck Rogers in the 25th century. Yes. That's my ones I grew up with.
Can I tell you a naughty fact?
Go on.
Yeah.
If you read the autobiography of Karen Grasley, who played Ma in Little House on the Prairie, him and her had a right old thing. he was in an episode or maybe two. I can't remember if it was a two-parter. And they hit it on. She was coming out of a divorce. He was young and handsome.
I was going to say, she had good taste.
She did.
And so the inevitable happened.
She speaks quite highly of him.
Yeah. Now, always loved, but it was a bit tongue-in-cheek, but I loved Buck Rogers. Yeah. I thought it was brilliant. He was one of my little heartthrobs as I was going out.
Well, was he one of the first ones to make your tummy go fizzy?
Probably fizzy.
And Mike Holloway from Flintlocks, so yeah.
Oh, bloody hell. Now we're going back into Flintlock.
That is. Flintlocks.
I mean, from Tomorrow People. Oh.
Oh, okay.
I like the first batch of episodes, but the second series, where they're on the spaceship going through space, that's a bit too sort of Star Trek-y.
With Hawk.
There was no Tweaky. There's Tweaky and Dr. Philosophus. Yeah, the round sort of talking head type thing. That's it,
yeah. I prefer itty-bitty.
Yes, and they changed his voice, didn't they, for the beginning of season two as well.
Yeah,
it wasn't Mel Blanc originally.
Yeah. Yeah, I prefer the original bitty-bitty.
He came back, didn't he, halfway through season two because of public outcry. Yes. Mel Blanc came back.
Did they just redub it? Or
kept the first half of the series
it
different?
It was really, like really noticeably different. Yeah. It wasn't like we've got a new voice artist and he's trying to do a similar. It was noticeably different.
Amanda Brocci.
Dead.
Director Amanda Brocci has also been kicked by the big C, aged only 57. Australian by birth, but more than happy to slum it in the UK, she directed two episodes from the most recent season of Doctor Who, namely Lux and The Well.
The good ones.
The good ones, actually. She also worked on such programmes as Lowdown, Squinters, Gentleman Jack, Renegade Nell, and Riot Women.
We liked Renegade Nell.
Renegade Nell was damn good. Russell T. Davis played a tribute to Brocci.
So sad to hear that the wonderful Amanda Brocci has died. We adored her on Doctor Who. Every single department loved her. She directed two amazing episodes, Lux and The Well. Both demanded so much precision and style and imagination, unlike any other episodes, and she knocked them out of the park brilliantly. And she was so much fun, bright and sharp and kind and questioning, and always determined to make things better. Better, better. Ooh, she could be beady, peering at the script, niggling away at something, until we all realised she was right.
They're both well directed, those episodes.
Yes.
Lux is a very unusual episode, and she has its own identity. It really feels unique.
Unique.
Yeah, really good. Just to be able to film all that stuff in Wales. Make it look like
it's flipping Florida.
Yeah. All sunny. And,
Some good colour grading going on there.
Any more news?
Is that the end of the news?
That is the end of the news.
Oh, okay.
I have no addendum.
That's the end of the news. Well, it's that time of year again where we run
chocolate
through...
Chocolate time?
Yes, chocolate time. Would you like a Malteser?
Malteser.
Oh, I love Maltesers. And a Malteser as well. Catch.
Yeah. Oh, my eye.
Sorry.
Sucking those balls again.
Anyway,
those little chocolatey balls.
Same every Christmas.
We have been coming up with our hopes and dreams, our fears, and our predictions for the coming year. We'll start with the predictions, and we'll start by looking back on what we predicted for 2025 and see how thoroughly wrong we got it.
Indeed.
Okay, I predicted. I said I'd only got one prediction. Shooty is going to announce his decision to step down, and it will be announced that the new Doctor will be Olivia Colman.
Half right.
You weren't that far wrong with Olivia Colman either, really.
Stephen predicted that we would get a Gremlins 3.
We are, aren't we?
Are we getting a Gremlins 3?
I don't think so.
I'm aware of.
No,
we're getting a Spaceballs 2, aren't we?
Yes, that's in the can already.
Okay.
Rilke said, I know we try not to be political here, and we try to stay away from politics and whatever, but my prediction is Trump will get fed up with the popularity of Musk and will just do his best to fire him, trash him, or in some way ruin his reputation.
I think half right. I think he did that mostly himself.
He did most of that himself.
But you lose half a point because we don't do politics. Jean said, I predict if War Games, the colourised version edit, gets good DVD sales and streaming rates, it will continue. The BBC will continue with those rather than the animations.
Well, it's a bit of neither, really.
No, we just got an edit, didn't we?
And
got
another edit of the Sea Devils. Yeah. We did get an animation, didn't we, this year? What did we get?
Savages?
Savages, yes.
But yeah, it's gone fairly quiet, animations, and we've not had a colourisation at all.
No?
No.
Okay, well, Adam then had a trio of predictions.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
His first was that Disney will pass on more Doctor Who, ultimately leading shortly to a new hiatus. He said, I think the chances are pretty good. They're not going to carry on, but hopefully I'm wrong.
You're right.
It did not carry on. We've got at least one more episode to come. It's very unclear what's happening after that.
Yeah.
So,
He also predicted that the Babylon 5 reboot will be officially announced as dead. He said there's still talks behind the scenes and the hope is being clung on to, but everything's changing.
So I don't think he's officially said he's dead, but no, he's dead.
We just haven't heard anything.
And yeah. His final prediction was quite horrible.
Oh, dear.
He predicted that we would lose Michael Keating, John Williams, Ian McKellen, William Shatner, and Tom Baker. Not one of them decided to pop.
No. Wrongity
still
wrong.
Still hanging on by the fingertips.
So very wrong.
Stayed with the living to spite your
Is that five of them? And none of them died.
Are you inadvertently like a god of life? And if you speak a name, they shall live forever.
Apparently.
Was it Ian McKellar that tried to kill himself by falling off
that
the stage?
That was wrong.
That was before this, which is what prompted me. Yeah.
And do you really want William Shatner to live forever?
It's done now.
More not songs. After listening to that Christmas album.
Oh, Shatner Claus. Yes.
Shatner Claus, yes. And yes, I do have a copy of that in my CD collection.
Oh, dear. It's good, because if you hadn't done, one of us would have had to have bought it for you.
Yeah.
And there's only so far friendship will go.
I think Adam probably already did.
Okay, Adam, what's your first prediction for 2026?
Going to the world of Star Wars, I think The Mandalorian and Grogu, the film that's coming up this year, will only be of middling success. So not outright failure, but not the heights that they were really after. The reason for this being that translating from TV to movie is going to be tricky.
Okay.
They've also messed around with the format. I mean, I think there was something about they weren't even really going to be using Grogu in it anymore. Reading some of the reports.
Oh, really? I've not heard that. Okay.
God, how to kill a movie before it starts.
Yeah, everybody wants to see Grogu.
Yeah. Okay, Gene, what's your first prediction?
We will get the Christmas special for Doctor Who.
No, that's pretty guaranteed.
Yeah.
And then I think, we will go into a hiatus again. I think they will then decide what they're going to do long term.
Well,
and we may not see anything till the end of another Christmas one in 2027.
Scotland.
See, I'm against that. I believe we'll get a new partnership deal for Doctor Who.
Okay. Ooh.
Ooh.
Yes. Mm. And I think possibly RTD will announce his exit.
I think, yes.
Who will they partner with, though?
I don't know.
Oh. Netflix.
Netflix. Paramount. Amazon.
Amazon might be better hope for them. Netflix guaranteed cancellation after one season.
Paramount,
there's a whole bunch of stuff relating to mergers happening.
That's
unlikely to happen.
So Amazon it is then.
Okay. You heard it here first. Keithy.
My one's a pretty short-term prediction.
Ooh. Okay.
Because we will find out in New Year.
Crush now,
As of recording this, we haven't found out, but they won't stick the landing for Stranger Things. I think the last episode will be...
disappointing?
All right.
Not a Blake 7 ending, then.
Not a Blake 7 ending. I just feel it in my bones that they're not going to stick the landing.
We've watched the first 7, and thought they were all awesome.
Okay.
We don't want a Game of Thrones ending.
Yeah, that,
I was just thinking Game of Thrones. Yeah.
That's
Do you
want
to make any predictions for deaths while we're at it?
I've not seen the new batch at all.
Oh, right, we won't say anything.
We caught the new batch just
I've seen 5 and 6. Awesome's pretty accurate.
Crumbly.
My first prediction is there'll be a second season of The War Between the Land and the Sea announced.
Okay. Certainly left open enough.
Oh, good grief,
Jay.
I think that I predict that the new Supergirl movie from DC will actually be well received.
Oh,
and further strengthen James Gunn and Peter Safran's fledgling new DC universe.
I hope you're right.
I hope so. Yeah.
I really enjoyed Superman, and the trailer's looking good for Supergirl.
And it should be announced that Jay is the only one of us, all 7 of us sitting here, who did his homework and prepared for this.
He's got a whole list of predictions.
We've been busily scribbling.
We do it on the fly as we're sitting here.
I was playing Star Wars Outlaws.
My first prediction is that Netflix will go bust.
Oh, wow.
That way.
Why?
It just sounded dramatic.
Lots of money coming in.
It sounds like more like a hope.
Yeah.
No, some stuff I like on Netflix. Okay, have you got another prediction, Adam?
I have. It ties in a bit to what Scott was saying. I predict that Doctor Who will not get a new streaming partner, but instead they're going to have to go cap in hand to all their old partners.
Ooh.
Companies around the world, like Canadian Broadcasting Company and all that lot.
A little bit from here, a little bit from there.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm.
Gene?
My prediction is we may get another animation this year, Doctor Animation,
right,
but we probably will see the first Blu-ray box set that has an animation in. A complete story in those special, season one, season seven.
Season two we've got already. One of the black and white seasons already out.
Yeah.
Have we?
So what, Troughton would have, the whole of Fury from the Deep included as an animation? Okay.
Scott.
Okay. I predict we may get a Series 6 of Stranger Things.
Oh, really? Yeah. I could quite see a spin-off. I'm not sure they continue it directly, but okay, yeah.
Heath. I've run out of ideas, so I predict I will be bereft of anything decent to watch on telly next year.
Oh, that was this past Christmas.
It was a bit poor, wasn't it?
Did you wish for more Wallace and Gromit last year?
You've had, fortunately, it takes some 3 or 4 years to make one.
Yeah.
Right, I'm going out on a limb slightly and saying the release dates for Doctor Who Season 3 will be announced.
Okay.
Oh, the new Season 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll get confused. Yeah. Season 3, Series 3, Season 3.
Are they going to start again from the beginning?
Oh, please don't.
just say the new series.
Yeah. Okay, right. My second prediction is that despite a whole bunch of hype that Avengers Doomsday will have over the coming year, it won't do as well as Endgame at the box office.
I think that's pretty much a guarantee, but yeah. Okay.
Right, my final prediction is that the Staggering Stories podcast will come to a sudden end when Adam owns up to all that stuff with the poodles and the rest of us disown him.
Poodles just asking for it.
You're not helping your case.
Poodles, I thought it was goats.
Yeah, goats, huh?
No, that's merely a red herring.
No, it's a goat.
It's a goat that looks like a dog.
Any more predictions?
I do have predictions of death.
How many this year?
How long's the list?
It's the same as last year. If I keep rolling, that dice has got to get...
Any additions to the list?
No. It is Michael Keating, John Williams, Ian McKellen, William Shatner, and Tom Baker will die in 2026.
If you're killing...
It will be a bloodbath.
If you're killing them off, could you please give them their honorary titles? It's Sir Ian.
Right.
And Tom Baker, MBE.
Right.
Is it MBE?
I think so.
It should be Sir Tom.
Yeah. It should.
We know that from
so
seeing
what
Colin
would it be,
Baker.
What would it be for William Shatner?
WNKR.
No, deity.
We saw Colin Baker and Peter Purvis earlier in the year. They look in fine form.
Yeah. They did.
So they're going to make it. Oh, God, what am I saying?
You never know.
That's it. Kiss of death.
I'm going to... All right, then, if we're playing that game, let's all chuck a dead person in. I'm going to chuck
your dead.
Carol Ann Ford in the mix.
I was blind.
Yeah.
Come on, Gene, chuck a dead person in.
It'll be Sylvester McCoy.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Looking old.
Be surprised.
Scott, name that dead person.
Oh.
Does it have to be who?
No, I've got no one. I'll have a think.
Keith, name that dead person.
Trump.
Keith, we want to keep him alive.
Name that dead person.
See, if we name him, it keeps him alive.
Nope. Can't think of anyone.
Andy, do you have a dead person?
Much as I'm loath to say this, but I think Jeff Bridges.
Okay.
Jay, welcome back. Name your dead person.
I will say Peter Purvis.
Oh. Hey.
What about some Star Trek people like Walter Koenig? Or any of you want to take one of those?
No, but I do like your idea of Katie Manning walking in front of a bus.
Not without seeing context, something coming. That's horrible. Scott, for God's sake,
we know she's as blind as a bat if she hasn't got her glasses on, but...
She'll just assume green screen will sort it all out. Yeah. But yeah, that could just be an accident waiting to happen, couldn't it?
Yeah.
It could be stairs, it could be anything.
Falling off a stage. Yeah. She does run around the stage.
I was going to say, she moves around too fast for the bus to actually hit them. It has to swerve three or four times.
You're going to hell, Scott. You're going to
only
hell.
Only if she dies.
Mm. Well, we've got 365 days in which to find out.
And protect her.
365 days to sort this out.
I think we need to stop predicting.
Yes.
Some Home Alone style traps around the house.
Yeah, a few trap doors. Yeah.
Paint cans swinging from the stairs.
Sharpened wooden stakes tipped with cow dung.
Okay. We'd like to know what your predictions are for 2026, preferably better than Scott's. Write to us and tell us via show
at
staggeringstories.net.
Woohoo! And remember, the woohoo isn't part of the address. Okay, we've been watching some telebobs. We've watched the final episode of The War Between the Land and the Sea. Pause for music. Keith was disappointed with this.
Oh, yeah.
We had a differing of opinions, right. And we didn't argue because we knew we were coming here today.
Oh, you
can argue now.
Keith thought it was bollocks. I thought it was really good.
I thought it was predictably predictable.
Yes, I didn't think it was bollocks. It was more of a, oh, is that it ending.
It was very sudden.
Yeah.
I mean, that happened leading up to it.
Yeah.
But it mostly happened off screen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It felt like to me that this could have been maybe padded out into another episode to try and give things a little bit more room to breathe.
Yeah.
Well, I was just hoping that humanity wouldn't kill off Aquakind.
Yeah.
That was a bad one.
That was inevitable because we've got to resolve the status quo again.
Well, they had to go back in hibernation.
Yeah,
yeah.
Or leave the planet.
I'd be happy with that, but then we've blown up sea devils before, haven't we?
And
we've blown up poison them. Yeah. Yeah. Do something different.
Fortune with swords and be poorer.
See, I agree that, yeah, you know, you could have pretty much, we did pretty much predict how it was going to end. Mm-hmm. But it was some of the dialogue was, I thought, was excellent. Some of the, and some of the acting was outstanding.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Russell Tovey in particular.
Yeah. Gosh, yeah.
God, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
When I saw it was Russell Tovey, I wasn't sure because I like him enough in the other Who stuff and other things I've seen him.
Mm-hmm.
But he really came out of his own on this one. I think he was really good in this one. It sort of stepped up. But yeah, you're saying about the dialogue. I did like the bit with Salt when she's sort of like, yeah, you've won.
Yeah.
But Walter knows. And you see how everyone that was involved,
how they
died.
Yeah. Do they, though, without the same imagination?
Yeah, how they possibly could die. I mean,
one of them was like,
I'm reading it that that's how they die.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Prime Minister is gushing water out of his
mouth. Yeah. 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 In the shower.
Yeah, in a shower. But how much water are we made of?
Well, yes. For a more adult series as this felt, that felt a little too cartoonish.
Yeah.
It did, but it could have been made more sinister if you say that they padded it out for another episode and had an episode based on those sorts of deaths.
Yeah. It should have been my, it's a possibly, could be, maybe. It should have been more pointed.
It should have been shown to actually happen.
Yeah.
It would have been great if we'd seen the Prime Minister not have it gush out of his mouth like in Waters of Mars, but have it just bubble out of his mouth uncontrollably and
drowns
on
it. And his nose and his eyes. Just everywhere.
It would have been, also would have been nice to just to see him at the end of his reign with him and Kate in a room alone.
Yes.
Mm.
But I think that's part of what could come with the survival of the species as well, because if the water knows who did it, that implies they still control the water, even though they've been defeated.
No, I don't think it does.
Psychologically and that kind of stuff.
I think she was implying that the water is its own entity. But that her whole speech was what sold the entire episode for me, right up to the end where she said that we terrify them because they just don't know what we're going to do because we're quite frankly wankers at times.
Yeah.
I thought the prediction that he would suddenly go guilds and...
Oh, that
was completely
Was it me or did they forget to put the special effects on?
No.
I couldn't see any guilds.
He kept
scratching at his neck. And
it started off as kind of like a rash and it was starting to get redder and redder.
Oh, was
it wasn't until he actually went in the water.
That's when you actually see them.
Sorry, that's an eye thing. I didn't see him at all.
It basically looked like folds in his skin when he was in the water, and then it would open.
Yeah,
I don't quite understand
how
that all happened.
Yeah.
I mean, that didn't make sense, especially with the whole Accord thing.
Yeah.
Because you saw at the end the medical doctor that was had been responsible for Barclay. You saw on his screen there was that Accord word there.
Yeah.
I don't understand how that was all related.
To my mind, that came completely out of left field.
Yeah.
You know, there was no lead up to it, really. There was no explanation for it. It just suddenly happened.
Yeah.
It falls back on a Russell T magic wand pulling out a sack that he's done a couple of times.
There were hints towards it, but not enough.
Not enough.
For the payoff.
Really. Not enough for the payoff. Not enough for my mind.
Yeah, see, and I just didn't see the relation between Salt telling Barclay ask for a cord
and then that happening.
There was just no connection that I could see at all.
I got the feeling that when her and Barclay
got it on,
yeah, she kind of like
planted
the genes, and by asking for a cord, it gave consent to activate that genetic change, because a cord was to literally blend the two species. So if they hadn't asked for a cord, that genetic change wouldn't have happened. She kind of like affected him, and then it kind of like allowed him to...
I think it's just a play on words. I think it would have happened anyway. And a cord's just a way of hammering home that, you know, it's the two species living as one. I think he was going to change anyway.
I think he would be, in this case, it would be more of an ambassadorial role or a bridge between, you know, sort of humanity and aquakind.
Mm. Yeah, I think that's what I'm getting at with the... It could have needed more time to explore some of that and actually fill in some of this gap and make these suppositions and wild theories that we're resorted to doing.
Explain it rather than just pulling it from the hat at the last minute.
Yeah, you had a nice two-parter to set it up. You had a nice two-parter from the pull down, but then you solved it in one very fast. It kind of like was a three-act play that was done in 2 1/3 kind of style.
And all the dramatic killing off of Homo Aqua just sort of happened off screen.
Yeah. Suddenly bobs up.
Yeah, you didn't see them.
It was very quick as well, considering how from the virus getting infected, Barclay carrying the virus to Salt, to the entire, or 90% of the species being completely wiped out. Yeah. I mean, that just seemed to happen overnight.
Worldwide overnight. That doesn't
make sense how quickly that would work like that.
They're meant to be connected in some way, but she was meant to be isolated from her people.
I was just going to say, because Salt is supposed to be shunned and isolated and on the run. At the end, she comes back as the ambassador with the two bodyguards behind her. So it didn't make sense to me how they'd infected her, how she would have infected the system and everything else.
Well, she didn't need to, because if, as we've just mentioned, the water itself is an entity, she infects the water and the water touches all of them.
But then they don't need to infect her. They just need to pump it straight into the water.
Yeah. But they don't know that.
Don't know.
Because it's beyond our conception.
That's part of what needed to be explained. Because in theory, even if that's the case, she's still an outcast. She then brings this infection, which will make her more of an outcast.
But she said that only 1 in 10 of them survive. So perhaps she's the highest of her kind that was left.
Yeah.
So it's a case of taking what you can.
It's still very unclear what she is, because she's obviously very different to the other Homo Aqua or Sea Devils.
Yeah.
The other ones.
Yeah, I mean, she was Homo Amphibia, I think, and the other ones were Homo Aqua, or the other way around, I can't remember.
It's different subspecies. Yeah, is she really? That's just a supposition by the unit scientific.
The original Sea Devils could still be lurking around somewhere.
Well, apparently there were some in some of the CG
backgrounds. There was some in the backgrounds of certain bits, some of the original Sea Devils.
So it's like they're different races of the same species. Mm. I don't know. Again, it more could have been explored there.
Yeah. Mm.
The one thing I did like about it was you had Unit ignored and then they buggered it up. And I got the feeling, especially with Kate's reaction at the end, that Unit is going to start taking a much more proactive stance upon things on the planet and what have you. I did love Kate channeling her inner father.
Oh, Kate was really big bollocks
Pick that up.
Still grieving from the death of her father.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think the brig ever threatened someone like that, though.
No, but it's that channeling. She's always been kind of like meek and mild, but you could see she's channeling her authority there.
Yeah, I think she's.
Who did the brig threaten to shoot in robot?
Miss Jellicoe, the one.
Oh, the one from the think tank.
Yes,
he did.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was a little disappointed we didn't get the third ambassador of Rust.
Oh, yes, true.
That was set up quite
they
well.
Threatened.
And I thought that would have been quite good and could have led up to a really interesting cliffhanger had we had a sixth episode.
But... Yes, they could have started literally rusting major components in buildings in London.
To an extent, would have given, I won't say it would have given justification for what they did, but it would have made the extreme action more understandable.
Yes.
In terms of, you are going to literally wipe us off the dry earth, we're going to wipe you off the wet earth.
Yeah, it's a plague for a plague,
but,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Basically? Yeah, it is. But because they're going to upset your bank balance.
Oh, and the
I think you're being a little naive there, because I think... should this actually happen, money, it would rule, because that's just the way things are.
Totally. But
we are useless.
But from a theatrical point of view, it would have given much more justification and sympathy for the audience.
In the opening scene where they're summoning all the dogs.
I knew where that was going as soon as I saw it. I did not like where it was going.
So they held up that net.
They fished for the dogs.
They did.
Yeah. Sea devils eat dogs, Silurians eat humans.
The Vietnamese were...
saying it was racist. Our Trixie would have been all right, though, because she's not a fast runner.
No.
And I think she's also deaf as a post.
That would also help.
Yes. It's interesting that actually the sea devils come out of it as a better species than humans.
Totally.
Because they could still at the end have done the rust thing. Yeah. Even if they had 10% of them left, they could have done the rust.
Revenge, yes.
But they didn't. They just said, OK, we're defeated. And they just disappeared down to Mariana Trench.
Or was that a ploy to regain their...
Cause I hope
so. They're only telling you it's 10%.
Yeah.
And is it a case of, right, we now know what we're up against, then it's a ploy to make you think they're more defeated and to...
But it's the way they showed that fishermen were already taking them out of the deep sea. But, you know, the Mariana Trench, no fisherman's going that deep.
No. One comparison I noticed was, say, you had salt, you had rust. What was the other ambassador?
Tide.
To me, it's very reminiscent of sapphire and steel. You had sapphire, steel, lead, gold.
Yeah.
Whereas one is all elements, the other one is all what water is and what water can do.
Mm. Yeah, well, it's just names that would work for humans. It's not their real names, but... RTD2 has not had a great track record with finales.
No.
And I think this is probably his most successful of the three we've had in recent times, but it's still not brilliant. But
I still loved it.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I kind of get the feeling that at times he writes himself into a corner has to panic and do these great big sweeping changes just in order to make ends meet.
Or pull things out of the magic hat.
Yes. There's so much set up there. For example, the conflict between UNIT and the British Army, or UNIT and the government. They try to take Kate out, they fail and forget about it.
Really?
But there again, I think on his first run, we only had one really successful finale.
Probably.
Doomsday.
I don't think there'll be a second series.
I really don't
think it's been successful enough.
Yeah, so I think we only got this series because of the Disney budget.
Yeah, they had
which is a shame, because it would be nice to see them work out through a second series everything that's actually going on.
Yeah, but the problem is, the more you develop it, the further you get away from the Doctor Who world.
Yeah.
You can't really have UNIT destroyed. Can you have UNIT take down the government? I suppose you could do, but the implications as to what UNIT becomes after that are...
Well, it'd be a military dictatorship.
Yeah.
But I am glad they didn't feel the need to bring in David Tennant as the 14th Doctor or anything like that.
Oh, yes. It needed to stand alone, really.
It did need to stand alone. Yeah. Some people think he should have been there.
No.
It would have destabilised the story.
Some people are also questioning why he wasn't there, considering that he's still kind of kicking around.
He's off planet.
He's got his own TARDIS.
So. And also, he's in the Toy Maker universe, and this was in the other normal universe.
Anything else?
Good effort.
It's coming out on Blu-ray and DVD in February.
Be good to see some of the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yeah, it's got some extra stuff, including the Sea Devils, the recent cut-down version, as part of the bundle.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So... if you want that, you have to buy Land Between the War Between the Land and the Sea.
The Land Between the War and the Sea.
Yeah.
I think by deliberately omitting the Doctor, I mean, I think it has made a very good standalone series.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did mention him a couple
it's
of
in
times.
The same, it's in the same Doctor Who universe, but by deliberate omission. Yeah.
And also, the second the Doctor appears, you're like, oh, everything's going to be all right.
Another Doctor Who episode.
Yeah.
I really wanted Kate to do the "don't you think he looks tired" thing to the Prime Minister. Maybe she can't pull that off in the way that the Doctor could, but yeah. That's what it needed.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like his days are numbered anyway.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Okay, mixed reaction from us, but we'd like to know what you thought of the war between the land and the sea. Write to us via show
at
stowinstories.net.
What was that? Okay, should we move on to some hopes, fears and dreams?
No, hopes and dreams.
How about just hopes and dreams?
Okay, hopes and dreams. Ooh, let's find last year's.
Indeed.
See what our little hearts wanted. All right, my hopes and dream for last year was that Paramount realises its mistake and announces plans to bring back Lower Decks.
No. Not yet.
That did not happen.
Again, probably due to the all the merger stuff happening at Paramount.
And yes, the somewhat dubious state of Star Trek and who produces it now.
Yeah.
It's all in up in the air.
Adam agreed with that, like Family Guy and Futurama.
It can happen, yes. Particularly with animation, you can bring it back years later and there'd be no obvious difference in it.
Wilkie's hope was because the Big Finish Live was such a success, I hope we get another regular or semi-regular live show with another Doctor or whatever.
Adam voted for Whittaker, and I voted for Whittaker and Mandeep Gill.
Yep. Didn't happen, no.
No, no.
It feels
no.
hard to believe it's been more than a year.
Yeah, so no news on that front.
Yeah.
Though it did get, when we went to the Big Finish Day, it got a big response there.
Yeah.
And they did a little excerpt.
They did, yes. I hear, although it was apparently a success, they didn't make much money out of it. I don't understand how that's possible.
They had to add an extra showing, didn't they?
If not two.
Yeah.
So I don't know what happened.
Gene thought or hoped that streaming companies will stop cancelling shows due to the low sign-up rather than because of the viewing figures, because apparently that's why they cancel. If they release a new series and they don't get a certain number of new sign-ups, they assume that the programme's not attracting people, they're just interested in sign-ups.
Mm. Yeah. Well, still cancelling left, right and centre.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
And Gene's second hope was, I hope the war between the land and the sea, or the war between the sea and the land, because I can't remember which way round it is a success. See the previous segment.
Adam?
Yes.
Yes, we should get that before the end of the year. Okay, my first hope and dream for 2025. Disney renews The Doctor Who and announced another spin-off.
No.
I'm assuming it'll be similar to Land and the Sea, where it's just one type of mini-series, so do another one of those.
Yes, that clearly didn't happen. No. Disney have not renewed the series. They have not ordered another standalone spin-off. Was hoping a dream.
Yeah,
we got a kids show, though.
BBC are going ahead in some fashion.
Yeah.
Adam's final hope and dream was that the Mega City 1 and or Rivers of London TV series actually go into production.
Ooh, no. Haven't heard anything about Rivers of London, and Mega City seem to have gone quiet.
I think Mega City 1 is basically dead. Rivers of London, I think, is in production, pre-production hell.
Yep. Yeah.
It may yet emerge.
Not yet.
It's not a good time for TV, unfortunately.
No.
And Stephen had two hopes.
Oh, yeah.
One of them was that Doctor Who would get a spin-off series.
Yep.
And the other one was that we get more Wallace and Gromit, because he did so well at Christmas, and we need more Wallace and Gromit.
We do.
Absolutely.
Oh, he also hoped that MGM tell us exactly what's going on with the James Bond franchise.
We're edging closer. We've got a director,
but
we haven't got a Bond yet, at least not officially.
Quite sure. So they're actually doing more Bonds. It's not just quietly being let to die.
No. They've
gone to Amazon, hasn't it?
Amazon have had it for a while, but they were fighting massively with the Broccoli siblings or half-siblings who basically managed it.
Running it.
And they still had veto over everything that at Amazon MGM did. And Amazon have bought them off.
Right.
Now have full control and are now moving ahead with how they want to do Bond.
Let's see if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Indeed. Probably not great, but at least we get something now.
Yeah. Okay, looking to 2026. Adam, what's your first hope or dream?
My first hope and dream is, again, that JMS, J. Michael Straczynski, takes over the showrunning role of Doctor Who.
Oh, yes, that would be amazing.
That was one of mine as well.
Oh, really? Okay.
He has thrown his name into the hat again.
Okay, yeah.
One of my hopes, Doctor Who-related one, is that they will actually look at getting some fresh writers in and looking at the big Finnish writers who know how to write 45-minute stories for Doctor Who that are well-paced.
My Doctor Who hope for 2026 is that Paul McGann will return and make some sort of appearance in the next episode.
Oh, here we're going back to these
rumours.
Yeah, I've been led off by these rumours. I'm really, really wanting him to come back now.
Right. I'm hoping that we finally get a commissioning like we did with Strange New Worlds, and finally somebody does a Star Trek Legacy, carry on the Picard storyline.
Oh, okay.
The Enterprise G with Seven of Nine, Raffi.
Yes, have guest stars of the Next Gen cast occasionally.
Yeah.
Admiral Riker and the like.
Did we get three series of the Picard?
There were three.
There were three.
Or arguably two and one of Next Gen. Yes,
Well, I could say one of my dreams would be, well, following on from what Keith just said, a spin-off Star Trek series featuring the crew of the USS Excalibur.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, based on the novels by, is it Peter David, wasn't
yes.
it?
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Right. Well, since Adam already said my other one, I wonder if I could do a bit of a personal hope.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that I did not make the wrong decision in moving back here.
Never.
My first hope is that the Malcolm in the Middle thingy in April is actually funny.
Yes.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Okay, I have one final hope then. It's back to Star Trek.
Oh.
This time, I hope they do a continuation of Strange New Worlds, but with the early
Kirk
crew. They seem to be setting that up.
Yeah.
Whether they actually go through with it with the current state of things at Paramount and Secret Hideout and all this other stuff, I don't know, but be good. I hope for that.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to put the fly in the ointment here. My hope is that we get some new sci-fi series, whether it's terrestrial or streaming, that is not based on Doctor Who, Marvel, Star Trek, Star Wars, or anything else. That they come up with some either fresh original ones, or they go back to the old sci-fis.
Break some.
Back to the...
Further back.
Jules Verne.
To the Jules Verne and that kind of stuff. Okay. That's a bit different.
An anthology series?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because everything is a spin-off of something.
Yeah. I agree. Completely.
Okay. My other hope is that I hope we get another Mark Gatiss ghost story for Christmas.
I'm really enjoying those.
I've yet to watch that.
It's good. It is very good.
Yeah. Was it The Room in the Tower?
Room in the Tower. Joanna Lumley's on form.
Oh. Very good. Isn't it?
We've given Sapphire. You the room in the tower.
In deference to Gene, I hope that Amazon finally pull their finger out and we get a Stargate reboot.
Ooh. Oh, well, they keep trying.
That's been in the pipeline for a couple of years.
And my last hope is, as it's been alluded to numerous times in Strange New Worlds, that there is a Star Trek Doctor Who live action crossover.
Not an animation CBeebies version.
Well, Keith took my Stargate one, but my final hope is that we all wake up and it's just been a dream.
Yeah. Dream or a nightmare?
From when?
From everything.
It's back in 1974 again. Are we back in time?
In a coma?
I think 1970. That would be good, because I will try this time to bond with my sister.
Super glue.
You have to wait 9 years for me.
Well, and we'd have to wait several years for him.
And me.
Aww.
Work in progress, Adam.
And now over to El Presidente for today's game.
Right, it's time for another audio quiz.
Yes.
Back to theme tunes.
Oh, not theme tunes.
We weren't good at this last time, were we?
We were mixed.
Mixed, yeah. I think these might be slightly trickier. I don't know. A mixture, I'd say.
Do we have to wait patiently, or can we just shout? You made us wait patiently at Christmas, like good boys and girls.
I did.
And we nearly had hernias.
Well, give it a couple of seconds, maybe. Maybe five is excessive. But
more accurately, what we will do is sit here in silence because we haven't a bloody clue. Yeah.
You ready for number one?
We're ready.
Yep.
As ever.
Right, number two then.
Then?
Nope.
TV
It's a Quinn Martin production.
It is a Quinn Martin production.
Oh, it is a TV series. Land of the Giants.
Nope.
It's not Time Tunnel.
No.
No.
Do you hear it again?
No, it's not Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea.
No, that's Irving Manley.
Oh, yeah.
This is a Quinn Martin production. I can see it.
Quinn Martin.
Invasion? Invaders?
Invaders. Right, number three then.
Go on then, Gene.
Space 1999.
Which season?
Season one.
Two.
No, season one.
There was only two seasons. So.
Funky. Too funky for two.
Yeah. Or too funky for number two. Next one.
Oh.
Battle of the Planets, is it?
No.
Is it Battlestar Galactica, the original?
No.
No. TV or film?
TV.
It's definitely familiar.
Yeah, that kind of like Battlestar.
It's not Buck Rogers in the 25th century, is it?
No.
Probably.
Give us a clue.
About 15 years after
what
that.
What decade?
It's 90s, early to mid-90s, I think it is.
It sounds like it's from earlier than
it
that.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Was there like a Dark Crystal series?
There was, but that's very
that's
recent.
Not
it's not that.
Mid-90s.
Oh, good grief.
Not Neverwhere?
No,
definitely
not.
I'm
going
to kick myself when I hear it.
Yeah.
Go on then, what was it?
Sequest DSV.
Oh.
Roy Scheider.
Roy Scheider, oh.
And a plastic dolphin.
93 to 96.
Yes.
So yeah, definitely mid-90s. Next one then. I'm not sure I'd get this, and I quite enjoyed the series at the time, so here we go.
Early 70s.
Alias.
It is Alias, yeah. Heard that, I thought, is that really Alias' theme tune? And it is, but yeah, I'd entirely forgotten it.
I watched that as well, I had no idea.
Yeah, it's a very underwhelming theme tune.
Can't believe I got that one.
Yeah, I'm impressed. You're that. Yeah.
Never watched it.
This one probably a little easier, I don't know. Although, again, I think there's been several variations on this theme tune.
Sounds really 80s.
Yeah.
Definitely 80s.
Blimey.
Metal Mickey.
No.
Oh. Is it from the TV series?
No. Oh, bloody also called Ultraman. No.
Ultraman?
Ultraman, that's
it. Ultraman, no.
Manimal?
I was thinking that as well. No.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't that.
Beastman.
It's probably mostly known as a Channel 4 series.
Hmm.
Max Headroom?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Max Headroom. Bloody hell.
Although it went a bit international, didn't it, at the
yeah.
end?
Yeah.
And finally then, I think this name's already been mentioned, so see if we get it.
Tripods.
Tripods, yes. Yeah.
I like
it. Sorry,
tripods.
Funky as well. Yeah. There we go, didn't do too badly there.
Yes, we did. Don't be kind.
That's
the whole point. Yeah, sorry, Jay got two.
That's more than I thought I was going to get.
Was that the closing theme of the tripods? Because I always remember the opening sort of theme was very different now.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Why they didn't make a third and final season of that, I don't know. I mean,
Michael Greed.
Yeah, that says it all, that does. Yeah. I enjoyed it, but one who has read the original John Christopher novels...
I've still got the... Yeah.
I've got the TV Titan version of the original book.
It was vastly overpadded, and there are characters in it who weren't in the original novels. So.
Oh, really? Okay.
Often happens for TV and films, though, isn't it? Characters get dropped, new characters get invented.
It's quite a relatively short book, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tripods.
Well, you got there's three novels in the series.
Yes, but trying to do that entire book is going to be three episodes rather.
Oh, good grief! Yeah.
I'm totally getting Tripods mixed up with the Knights of God.
Yes, yes, you are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Were there three-legged metal?
No.
Machines?
No. Funnily enough, there weren't.
No, then you're getting them mixed up.
Okay. After that disaster, we move on to our. Fears. So let's look back at our fears from 2025. My fear was that we will say farewell to Patrick Stewart and Carol Ann Ford.
Oh.
I don't think they'll die. They just decide to take part in an extremely unexpected move by NASA to send old people to live on a settlement they've secretly been building on the moon. They want to see how the oldies will cope before sending up anyone even vaguely young.
Yeah.
As far as I'm aware, that hasn't happened.
Not happened yet.
It's very specific.
I'm sure we saw Carol Ann Ford earlier in the year.
She may have been visiting.
Hologram.
Ah.
Right, in that case, one of my fears... Yeah. Was Disney will pull out the show and it is rested again for another 16 years.
Well, it's still a possibility.
It's still a possibility. I doubt it'll be quite that long this time.
But yeah, who knows?
Mine was similar. With Disney will pull out and there will be a delay in getting a new backer. So, yeah.
Kind of, yeah. Although, strictly speaking, Disney haven't finished with Doctor Who just yet because they haven't put out War Between Land and the Sea.
But they've pulled out.
Maybe there's a delay before you can get into bed with somebody else. I don't know.
The mighty Stephen announced, I don't have any fears.
Because he was a hopeful, brave man. Whereas Adam, his first fear for 2025 was that Marvel, the MCU, has a big year, but none of the films or TV series will reignite the franchise. They'll all be slightly underwhelming. That includes Captain America Brave New World, Thunderbolts, Fantastic Four, Daredevil Born Again. All of them will be a bit lackluster. It's a fear, not a prediction. Fantastic Four was awesome, as was Thunderbolts.
Really I caught Brave New World on streaming.
Oh, yeah.
It was all right.
Yeah, I think that was a bit of a dud.
But Thunderbolts and Fantastic Four we saw at the cinema.
We did. They were excellent.
Yeah. Haven't seen Daredevil Born Again yet.
I did see that, and it was pretty good. It seems to follow from the Netflix one reasonably well.
Apparently Jessica Jones is returning
for
a future season.
Oh,
that's got to be good.
And Adam's final fear was that more cinemas will close, entire chains will disappear, and it will be clear that the end is nigh for that entire exhibition industry.
Well, Cineworld nearly went bankrupt this year.
They survived, they are hanging on, but yeah, it's not been a great year for cinema, I don't think, in terms of box office and... I don't know how Avatar's doing.
Fears for 2026, Adam.
I fear that Star Cops will end at Big Finish.
Ooh.
They've got one more season coming out this year, and I fear that'll be it, but I don't know if we'll know before the end of the year if it really is. But
are you enjoying Star Cops? Is it good?
It is really good.
Okay.
I've not heard any new stuff yet. It's not out till sometime this month, January.
You should know with Big Finish, it's never the end.
That's true. Yeah, always find a way.
My fear is, from the point of view of supporting writers, actors and production stuff, is that we will see a TV series or a film that is completely AI written, acted, AI voiced and designed, that there will literally be a production company and there will be no creatives involved other than those that write with computers.
Wasn't there a hit?
Yeah, with an AI.
Music.
Not AI just the music, an actual... You know, like
an entire thing,
like making an entire episode.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm just saying in context.
Yeah, yeah,
there has been a proper chart hit, which was entirely AI generated in terms of music.
Yeah.
So we're going in that direction.
Any old YouTuber will be able to do it soon, won't they?
We're all doing it here right now. But it'll be mainstreamed. It'll be a big, it'll be a proper big company that does it. It'll be mainstreamed.
Yeah.
Scotland.
Okay, so one of my fears is that although we'll get a Christmas episode of Doctor Who next year, for next Christmas, they will then announce a gap year while they try and make a whole series.
Oh, I think, for at least a year.
Yeah.
That's not one of my predictions.
One of my fears is along the same line, that the show will come back, but it just doesn't ignite the populace and will pass by with no one noticing it. Hence, another multiple-year hiatus where it's either retooled or put to bed until somebody else in X amount of year times thinks, oh, what about that showing that old show again?
Crumbly.
He's done heavy rock. He's done progressive rock.
God.
He's done choral. All he needs to do is release either a gangster rap LP or a choral LP. We are, of course, talking about The Shat.
Oh, has he done Polka yet?
Is it your fear that he's going to do this, or should that be one of your hopes?
Well, a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
My fear would be The Shatner musical.
Oh, no!
Sung by
William Shatner.
Shatner,
the musical.
Written, starring,
produced,
sung
starring,
by,
directed.
Directed, yeah.
It'd be called Just Like Shat.
So you're going to collaborate with John Barrowman?
Oh no, a horrible thought just occurs to me. Who's going to be signing each other's buttocks? And he's all...
Okay, my fear is that RTD will decide to stay on as a showrunner for Doctor Who.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
My first fear is that the Duffer brothers will ride the wave of Stranger Things success down Delusion Boulevard and attempt a not-at-all-needed spin-off.
Ooh.
Adam.
Don't think I have any more fears.
Gene. Scott.
My only other fear is that no one will want to pick up the Doctor Who franchise at all.
Yeah.
But it sort of leans into Keith's.
Star Trek Academy.
Oh, yes.
Will be a failure, ordering another shutdown of all Star Trek productions again.
Well, that's finished production, isn't it, I think?
It's got two... They've commissioned it for two seasons.
They have, and I think they're both in the can.
Yeah, but it's a case of it. They're not going to spark anything, and it'll again slip past the public conscience.
Yeah.
Crumbly.
Well, as I say, the Shat was my fear.
The fear of Shat.
Right, yeah, I guess my second fear was Adam kind of covered in one of his predictions or hopes. What are predictions or hopes and dreams? I'm never quite sure. But, yeah, my fear is that we'd lose Tom Baker this year.
Oh, that was a prediction, yes.
Mm. And my final fear is that Boston Dynamics admit that they were part of a worldwide deception and that Tom Baker is actually a robot and the real one died in a freak fondue accident in 1990.
And we find out when he rolls down a hill and his face falls off.
Yeah. Then we have to be a gentle hill.
Well, yeah,
a gentle slope. Incline
of moderate inconvenience.
Slope of moderate inconvenience, yes.
Okay, people, send us your hopes and fears and predictions and dreams and just write to us via show.
At
Staggering
Stories.
Net.
Woohoo!
That was a very good woohoo.
Oh, thank you.
Right, do we have any feedback?
We have some audio feedback.
From?
Before we have audio feedback.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, it's the glare you're getting.
Oh, dear.
One, two, three.
Ooh.
Hello, Head of Pertwee.
Hello, Inky McSquirtsalot, Dinky McSquirtsalot, and Rinky Dinky McSquirtsalot.
Handles.
Darius Nebulas. Dave Silver the Mighty.
Dave Churchill. Nazi Spock.
The Goats.
Folded and up and propped against edition. The radiator, Clara. Oh,
the newest edition of the Goats.
And Valentine the Goat.
Valentine El Goto.
You don't want to know, listeners, but he's actually got a goat that if you tap it on the head, it starts talking. It's an animatronic goat.
It's a real goat, and he eats carrots and everything.
Anyway.
Who have we heard from?
We have heard from Mr. M and Fake. Mr. M.
Hello, Mr. M.
And hello, Fake Mr. M.
Hello, Staggering Stories people. It's hello. Mr. M.
Hello.
And Fake Mr. M. And we also have Construct... number one here with us as well. Ooh. So there may be some baby interruptions whilst we try and talk to you.
Hello, Construct number
one. We haven't submitted any feedback for quite a long time. So we just wanted to give some thoughts about the last series of Doctor Who, a couple of other things. But first, also just wanted to say thank you for the Christmas card, which arrived yesterday.
We made
really
it.
Really nice, as always. Yeah, the last series of Doctor Who, which was... a while ago now, but we've been a bit busy, so we haven't been able to send you any feedback.
Life gets in the way.
What are your general thoughts and impressions?
Well, I remember some of it. That's the first requirement. I think there were good bits. There were sort of bits.
Yeah.
Can't remember anything that was terrible.
Blotted out the finale.
I know there was one thing that generally annoyed me a bit, which is that there are too many negative male characters compared to positive ones. Mm-hmm. It's like what I've picked up from the series as a whole was just basically men, especially young men, are just assholes, which now that I have been given the task of raising a young boy, just doesn't sit right with me. I think there should be more sort of role models for boys that are watching. We've got quite a few for the girls now.
We've got the Doctor.
I know that boys can also have female role models, but you get the point.
Yeah, positive male.
I mean,
That is a very good point. And I hadn't thought of that at all. But as soon as you mentioned that, I can't think of any like really good positive male role models except for the Doctor, who has now regenerated into, well, Billy Piper at least. Yeah, that's a really good point.
So the Doctor kind of doesn't count because he is a Time Lord. So he's kind of out of the normal range of humans.
Yeah.
My general thoughts on Series 2 is kind of counter to what most people's opinions is, which is that Series 1 was okay, Series 2 is really good. I kind of feel the other way around. I didn't enjoy the second series as much as the first, but I felt that it was more consistent. There weren't really any standout episodes that I liked as much as things like 73 Yards the year before.
Okay. Mm. Yeah.
But then there weren't really any really bad episodes or episodes that I was like, oh, I didn't really enjoy that. Although I'm not that keen on the first episode. And I also think that Belinda is a bit of a weak character. She was really good in her first couple of episodes, but as the series went on, she kind of disappeared into the background. And even though a lot of the last episode was about her and about Poppy, she didn't really do anything. She just kind of stood around either wanting her baby or holding her baby once she got it. That was mostly her character. I thought the Rani was really good. I don't really know what to make of that last episode. I've not seen it since we watched it in the cinema 7 months ago.
Say better than the first.
It was cinema.
Yeah. It was. That's how long ago it was. I'm not as negative on it as a lot of people have been, but then I also was not as negative on the finale to Series 1 as a lot of people were. I do think that it was weaker than the Series 1 finale. It was just there was a lot going on. Yet at the same time, parts of it seemed quite slow. And as for the Billy Piper regeneration, just depends what happens with it. I don't know what is going to happen in the next episode. I mean, we've got a whole year to find out. But yeah, it's all very interesting. We have not watched The War Between the Land and the Sea because we were not in the country at the time. How ironic that the first time we were not really here for major new Doctor Who content, and Disney Plus are not sharing it. So we will watch it at some point, but we've been a little too busy for now. But by all accounts, it looks really good. So I'm looking forward to watching that. I don't think you have any sense of anticipation about seeing it, do you?
Not really, but that's just because I don't really know anything about it.
I think that's true.
I haven't really been paying attention to trailers or whatever else there's been.
Yeah. But the last time there was a little 5-episode miniseries of something to do with Doctor Who's Children of Earth, and that was really good. So it's got a high standard to meet up to. All the things we've been watching, we've started watching Stranger Things, which I think I'd seen the first episode of several years ago. And that's it. And other than that, we'd never watched it. Our watching of it has been interrupted some episodes we've had to rewatch because we've had baby interruptions. I don't really know what your thoughts are on it and how are you enjoying it.
I think I just need to pay more attention to it.
I think it's the kind of thing where if you don't really pay full attention, you can still follow what's going on most of the time.
Yeah.
There's not like huge levels of complex mystery to it. There is mystery, there is like, oh, what's going on? But it's not like really convoluted and hard to follow. No. It's a show that I think is more about the characters and what they're going through. Yeah. And I'm liking it more and more as it goes on. We are exactly halfway through the second series, and I'm enjoying the second series a lot more than the first. I felt like the first series started really well and it seems to sort of stop, whereas the second, I think there's just a bit more going on. Yeah, I'm enjoying it. I imagine we will keep watching it all the way through, unless it goes off the boil or something. But we are not going to catch up on that in time for the last episode because we don't have the time. We watched Thunderbolts. I really enjoyed that. I don't think you enjoyed that.
I can't remember enjoying it, but I also can't remember not enjoying it.
We watched the Fantastic Four film, although I think we still haven't watched the last 30 minutes of that. But I really liked that. That was really good. And I will probably at some point just rewatch it from the beginning.
Yeah.
that's kind of it. I don't think we've watched anything else. Have we? Have you watched anything?
Not that I know of.
You've been watching Outlander. That's science fiction. You watched the sixth series?
I don't know. They stopped science fictioning through the middle of it.
You watched series six of that, I think?
Maybe.
Yeah. But yeah, other than that, we've just been too busy.
You've been watching...
All I can say is that TV shows are making a great impression, obviously.
He's been experiencing a lot of...
They're in that baby day.
Books being read aloud to him to be entertained. So you've been absorbing a lot of science fiction in that way. And I've been working my way through the Wheel of Time books.
Oh, wow.
I'm almost finished on the fourth book, but
about 20.
That has taken me 3 years to get through the first four books. Wow. And there's another 10 books to go. So
okay.
I will... take what another 7-8 years to finish that, so
good luck.
I've read about half a Rivers of London book in half a year.
Yeah, is it the first three of those that I've read? And yeah, there's a lot of those to catch up on, but yeah, we've been talking for a while now, so do you have a message for the Stacking Stories team? Let's see what he's got to say.
No. No, he's just intently watching the recording bars.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, baby.
We're going to say bye. Okay, bye.
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 I hope you start reading the early Doctor Who novels to construct number one as their bedtime reading, because that's how I was introduced.
Target novels.
Target novels, yeah. I knew all about the Zarbies, I think, before I ever managed to watch a rerun of the Zarbies.
Lead us out, Crumbly.
And so, dear listeners, that brings us to the end of another podcast.
Thank God.
In the next one, there'll be more of the same. There'll be more fun, frivolity and jollity, more news and reviews, more who old and new. So, until that...
Why, for year.
Good God.
Yeti yoked with yet another yarmulke.
Yodeling with a yak.
Comes yearningly towards us. This is me, Crumbly, saying, be seeing you.
Cheerio.
Farewell.
Goodbye.
Au revoir.
Goodbye. My father used to tell me that artists use lies to tell the truth, while politicians use them to cover the truth up.
You have been listening to the Staggering Stories podcast, Series 1, number 488, featuring Adam Purcell, Andy Simpkins, Fake Keith, Gene Riddler, Asda Man, Jay, and the real Keith Dunn. The views expressed here are those of the speakers and don't necessarily represent those of the other speakers or the site. No copyright infringement is intended, and this has been an El Presidente production for www.staggeringstories.net. Everyone be quiet from now. No, that was quiet!
That's definitely not quiet.
It will literally pick that up.
You will.
Should we try again?
Okay.
Silence means... I don't know how they do it across the pond, but now you're back here. British... Oh, hell.
Where does it say that? Where does it say that?
It's not that complicated, isn't it? Strange new... Oh, sorry, I'll start that again.
You mocked me for my mistake. Okay, should we do a thingy first?
A thingy?
A thingy,
one of our thingies.
Okay, yep.
Dear Katie May.
Scott Allen Fuller, what was that about?
Dear Katie, have you fixed the stairs?
Have you fixed that loose bit of carpet on the stairs?
Did I mention I can repair absolutely anything? Free any time.
At a push.
Is that a bus going past?
Oh, thank you.
Oh, well, we'll have to put you on the list there, Karen. Death by Mike.
Was that your nose?
We hope it was.
I'm pretty sure the mics picked that up.
You know where it's such rather indelicate question to ask.
Well, if it wasn't your nose, it was your willy, and it really shouldn't make that noise.
This time of day, anyway.
Oh, no.
Mine did after that catheter. When I was in hospital, did I tell you about when they took the catheter out?
Oh, dear. Yeah. Was there some air?
I didn't realise you trapped air, but then I went to the toilet on my own, left the door open in case I fell over. went, relaxed, it was all absolutely fine, but then right at the end I went off like a party streamer. And I laughed so loud, the nurses rushed in to check on. They caught me laughing at myself.
From my experience, I mean, you know when you sort of put a hose to a tap for the first time of the year? Yes, and you turn the tap on.
Similar, yes. It was the liveliness of it. It was the moving I wasn't prepared for.
Whiplash.
You still haven't admitted which part of your anatomy made that noise.
It did sound like a truck going past, but it's more.
That's between me and the toilet.
Karen,
don't die.
I'll try not to.
We're adding her to the list, we've decided.
2026.
How bad would you feel?
I would never speak to you again, Scott.
No.
Nor would I.
No more cheesy balls.
No.